Hi, so could you please introduce yourself?
So I'm Elaine. So I am the founder of Butterfly. So it is an Asian and migrant sex worker support network. So, and I'm also the co-founder of the Migrant Sex Worker Project. So it was established by Butterfly, Strike, and No One Says Illegal in Toronto, because we think that a lot of migrant sex workers, they are in Canada, but they are facing a lot of problems. So that it is so important we work together to promote the migrant sex worker status and to see how we can develop the support to them and advocate the justice for them.
Can you tell me a little bit about the event that you guys just had on May 12th in Toronto?
Okay, sure. So actually on May 12th, we have organized an event so that is mainly focused on the migrant sex worker justice with the problem of the anti-trafficking. Because when the people talk about anti-trafficking, all the people will think that, oh, this is good thing. So the anti-trafficking, no matter by the government or NGO, will be helpful for the community. But in our experience, it is wrong. So the anti-trafficking movement actually make more harm to the migrant sex worker. So that's why we would like to have the forum, so to discuss about the issue and let the community know about the problem of the discourse of the anti-trafficking and the initiative, especially like the investigation, arrest. So because this is actually is the harmful for the community. So
What are some of the things that you talked about in the forum? What are some of the discussions that you had about the problems with this anti-trafficking discourse?
Okay, so that so like we have the Professor Kamala, she has talked about the history about how the anti-trafficking discourse is being developed and being used in U.S. and Canada. So actually it is a very racism tools, because by using the trafficking, the racialized and immigrant can be excluded to the country. So there is a lot of border control by using the anti-trafficking, so that they have the, you know, screening, so that the people think that, oh, you may be risk of trafficking. They don't allow you come to Canada. So it has happened around 100 years ago, but it's also happened now. So, and also we have speakers from Vancouver Swan and New York, Kate from New York. They also talk about the harm to the community. Actually, the anti-trafficking discourse is, you know, there is a lot of migrant sex workers are working, but the trafficking discourse is make the police have more power to arrest the people. So from the Ottawa example, so there were 11 people, they were found in the investigation of trafficking, but all the people are being deported. So they used the beautiful reason to come to the working place of the sex worker, but actually it is against the sex worker and against the migrant, the anti-trafficking. So that's why we think it is problematic. And we also think that it's so important to separate the exploitive working situation like other labor, mm-hmm. and also trafficking, because everyone assumes all the women is being trafficked, especially Asian or migrant mm-hmm. women, but we think it is wrong, because like people come to work as the migrant sex worker have different reasons. So some of them may be because of the economic reason, they move to Canada. Some of them may be is the refugee claimant, and also they may be the care taker, but a lot of reasons make them to work in Canada as the sex worker. However, all the policy is against them. So they stop them to continue to work as sex worker, and they stop them to migrants or stay in Canada. So that's why we would like the people, you know, rather than always reinforce, emphasize on anti-trafficking, they need to know about the harm. So using the law, including the immigration law and sex worker law, to regulate the woman, and also understand that so there are some sex labor exploitation in this industry like other work, but what we need to do is our community can work together to support the people in the industry, and they can have, if they have labor rights, they have labor protection, they will not be exploited like this, right?
So you were talking about some of these problems between exploitation versus like anti-trafficking. So how can we talk about some of the exploitation that can happen within sex work without having to characterize women as victims of trafficking or as like, you know, agency-less?
Yeah, because I think trafficking, the people define as any cohesion, you know, about for the people for migrate to involve to in the exploitive, to be exploited, right? Because so many people, especially the anti-sex worker group, they assume all the sex workers are exploited. Mm-hmm. So it's so easy. If you're a migrant, you are exploited, you are trafficking, right? So that they use this formula and say, oh, so because all the women in sexual industry is exploited, so that they are the victim of trafficking, right? But they don't see that a lot of women, they work in this industry because this is the best industry. This is the best job, what they have, especially for the marginalized community, like immigrant or racialized people. It's so difficult for them to find a different economic opportunity or job, or they may need to work very long hours, very dangerous situation in like factory or farming. So sex work actually is their alternative. So better than sometime in the other sector for some people. And some of them may be the only choice. They, especially if you don't have the immigration status, you are not able to employ by the labor market, right? So that is the reason some people involved. However, if you define every migrant woman, migrant sex worker as traffic victim, all the people work with them become the trafficker. So, and also now the new sex worker law, also if you get any material benefit, if you provide any assistance, the sex worker become illegal. So this whole law actually more marginalized the woman, so don't make them improve their situation because you make them more marginalized. And further, I think in April, you can see in Montreal, Toronto, RCMP and CBSA, they have the joint action to so-called crackdown prostitution ring in Canada. They said it is like the transnational crime, and 500 victims being found. But we keep asking, where is that 500 victims? But they never can provide us the statistic. And the Ottawa case is they went to the massage parlor to investigate the trafficking, but they do not find any trafficker. Instead of that, they deport 11 women. So we see that if you involve any enforcement, especially CBSA, it further make them underground. So I work, because I outreach with a lot of Asian sex workers in Toronto, so they always face the problem like rape, robbery, or other assault. They never go to the police because they are worried. Mm-hmm. They will be the target of the police. But what you can see, their real issue, their real safety is being addressed, and all the anti-trafficking initiative actually is make them more dangerous, more marginalized, and when they have problem, they cannot seek help. So I think this is the big issue, especially government now gives so many money in different level of government, so-called anti-trafficking, and then we always said that, oh no, it's wasting the money, give the power of the police to implement for the authority like police, CBSA, and municipal police to introduce and implement the racism and also the crackdown of sex work and stop the people involved in this industry. So,
where can people learn more about this?
Okay, so Butterfly have a website so that the people can go to the Butterfly website. So it's butterflysw.org, and then the migrantsexworker.com also can provide some of the information. And because our network is still new, so that we encourage the people to support, maybe can, you know, give us some information that we can share, and then they can also to give us some donation, whatever, with what kind of support. And we are also working with different sex worker group in Canada. So just like before, we have like the joint statement to condemn the police in Ottawa, and then we have the joint statement with the coalition of the Canadian Alliance of the Legal Reform to get more information about the RCMP, so that so welcome the people contact us by Facebook and website, so that we can exchange our ideas. Yeah.
And will the Migrant Sex Workers Project be having any more of these events or forums in the near future that listeners can come to and participate in?
Yeah, so that we are still, so because we have just finished this event, but we will going to have like the some of volunteer training, because we want some people can be our allies, and we also want to have some training in the future about the difference about forced labor trafficking and the harm of the trafficking, because we really want to advocate the non-enforcement. So we will continue, because especially now the municipal law is being used to against the sex worker by using the reason of trafficking. So because the municipal police have so much power, they can go to the place to investigate with the warrant, so, and they can bring CBSA. So now we try to have the campaign to stop. If you, no matter what is your view on trafficking, but should not involve CBSA. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to rescue the victim, you don't need to bring the CBSA, right? And so that we also don't want the people just saying rescue the victim. We really want the people to understand the agency of the migrant sex worker. Different people have different story. How can give them the support they can, you know, have more say and dignity working environment, and they can protect themselves. So, and so that we will have like the campaign coming, and we will have, we hope we can have more similar forum in the future or training. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much
okay.
for talking with
okay,
us.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
And that was Elaine from Butterfly and the Migrant Sex Workers Project.